This is Word of Mouth on New Hampshire Public Radio. I'm Virginia Prescott. If there are gamers in your family, their Christmas lists probably include a new title or two, maybe a shiny new HD or even 3D video game system. And as with all things pop culture, games are subject to their own trends. Some are blockbusters, some bomb, others inspire franchises and copycats. Here to tell us what's hot in video games now and what could be coming down the pike is Clay Wirestone, avid gamer, freelance writer who's written for Mental Floss magazine, and great to have you back on the show.
Oh, thanks, Virginia.
Fall is the season for Hollywood films geared to Oscar season. Turns out that video game makers are on a similar schedule.
Oh, absolutely. This quarter has some of the biggest, most expensive, flashiest games of the year. But kind of unlike movies, which focus on the Oscar season, for video game makers, it's really about appealing to those holiday shoppers. So we're not really so much talking about the art of gaming or the deeper meaning as much as just what are the blockbusters and the big guns.
Well, a bit of a shocker for me, and listeners may not realize, that some of these games do take as long as it takes to make a Hollywood film.
Oh, sure. Gone are the days when you know, even if they ever existed, when a couple of people in an office could make a hit video game. One of the biggest games of the year, Skyrim, which we'll probably get to talk about soon, it took more than 3 years to make. It had more than 100 people working on it. I mean, it's just a colossal investment for video game companies. And if the games aren't a big hit, then they might not even make their money back.
What are some of the big blockbuster titles released this season?
Well, if you want to talk just about numbers, you can't avoid Call of Duty Modern Warfare 3, which was originally a World War II series. It's now kind of set in the present day. In its first 24 hours on the market in North America and the United Kingdom, it sold 6.5 million copies, did $400 million worth of business. And then in its first 16 days out, it made $1 billion.
Wow.
It took Avatar 17 days.
Well, let's listen to a bit of sound from this. This is Call of Duty Modern Warfare 3.
Target is 500 meters north. We'll leg it from here. Let's go.
So this is like a first-person narrative shooting game, right? You're doing the shooting as the controller.
Right.
What's the audience for this kind of game?
Well, I think it's tough to make broad statements, but generally I think people actually really like the online competitive component. It's part of the same reason that certain people really love pickup basketball, let's say, or on another level like fantasy football. You know, you're competing with your friends, sometimes with people who aren't your friends, except that it's all in this kind of level of shooting people. And for some folks, this is the only game they play. They just buy the new installment of this game every year, almost like a sports game or something. You know, what's the new lineup of features? You know, what's different this season? And but on the other hand, you know, I think it's really easy to draw too general a sense on this, because you know, if you sell millions and millions of copies, obviously those aren't all going to teenagers in their basement.
Well, okay, let's talk about a game that I hear you're quite fond of, a game called Skylanders.
Well, it's another big game of the season, actually, and it's really kind of evil on a basic sense. You have a little base unit that you plug into your gaming console, and it comes with these little figurines, and you put one of the figurines on the base unit, and then it appears on screen in the game.
Mm-hmm.
And so you can play with this character as he gains experience or whatever. That's then saved to the figurine. So if you're a little kid, you could take it over to your friend's house, assuming they have the game, put the figurine on their base, and play with that same character. Now, this is where it gets evil. There are three characters that come with the basic unit of the game, but there are more than 30 characters to buy and trade.
Wow. So you're basically carrying around an action figure containing your version of the game.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, I think for people like me who are kids in the 80s, you know, it's just like a fantasy come true of, you know, your Transformers or your He-Man or Thundercats or something coming to life on the TV screen.
Let's talk about some of the hot gaming devices for the holiday season. What are the big sellers this year?
Well, the big one that came out earlier this year and it's taken off during the holidays was the Nintendo 3DS. It's a 3D handheld gaming device. It came out in March. It wasn't really a big hit then. People thought it was too expensive. It didn't have a great range of games. But Nintendo cut the price by a third, really pushed up some high-profile titles for the holiday season like Mario Kart, and it sold over 2.4 million units so far this year.
What is considered expensive? What was the original price tag?
It was originally $250, and what people are comparing it to is something like, well, if you have an iPod Touch, let's say, or even an iPhone, you know, you can get those for under $50. So,
well, I was thinking that iPhone, iPad might be competition for these kind of consoles. I mean, do manufacturers feel some pressure to create devices that may have other functions?
Oh, it's a real challenge, and it's the real question in the industry right now, if handheld video game devices really have much of a future, you know, this holiday season notwithstanding. And if you look at the way investors and analysts are thinking about it, they're very dubious about this because, yeah, I mean, an iPhone can be cheaper, the games are cheap. And the video game manufacturers are trying to fight back. They're adding in some social network features, some Facebook integration. But, you know, the jury's out. We'll see what happens.
All right. How about new game consoles? What's available and what might be coming?
Okay. Well, we just had the 3DS here, but you also have the PlayStation Vita, which is coming out in February. It's Sony's attempt to do a handheld console. And then the Wii Nintendo is introducing a sequel to the Wii called the Wii U, which will be coming out sometime in the middle of the year. It's a high-definition console, but it actually has a tablet as a controller. So something like an iPad, actually, is the controller for the game unit.
Well, video games are reviewed much like movies are. Is there a game that really stands out for getting the best reviews of the season?
Yeah, absolutely. It's Skyrim, The Elder Scrolls V Skyrim, to give it its full title, which I just mentioned. It's a sword and sorcery style game. It got more than 50 perfect review scores from video game publications and websites. And unlike basically everything we're talking about here, it's not online. It doesn't have a social component. People can play for hundreds of hours just exploring this huge imaginary world, and they have to do it all by themselves.
Well, Clay, you just brought an imaginary world to me. I really want to thank you for joining us today.
Absolutely.
Clay Wyerston, arts editor for the Concord Monitor, freelance writer who's written for Mental Floss magazine and others. We posted a list of Clay's game recommendations, reviews, and the hottest titles of the holiday season. That's at wordofmouthradio.org. And you can score extra points by fanning us on Facebook or following Word of Mouth on Twitter. In the background, you're listening to The Advantage. This is a California-based rock band with a devoted cult following. They specialize in playing covers of music from old Nintendo video games, like this one from the 1990 title Solar Jetman. And we posted more of The Advantage's music online at wordofmouthradio.org and on our Facebook page.